Watch, Sydney Sweeney refuses to apologize for American Eagle great jeans ad. By Paul Bois on November 6, 2025. Actress Sydney Sweeney has refused to apologize for her American Eagle great jeans ad earlier this year, which some woke leftists said pushed racist messaging. Speaking with GQ, Sweeney addressed the ad in her own words. The criticism of the content, which was basically that, maybe specifically in this political climate, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority, began reporter Catherine Stoefel. That was the criticism, broadly speaking. Since you are talking about this, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically. I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear, Sweeney replied without elaborating any further. When asked if she was surprised by the reaction, Sweeney seemed baffled that people took it to such an extreme. I love jeans, she said. All I wear are jeans. I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt every day of my life. When Stoefel asked Sweeney about how she felt about President Trump posting about the ad on Truth Social, Sweeney simply said it was surreal. As Breitbart News reported earlier this year, a cadre of woke lunatics lashed out at the American Eagle employing cheesy puns. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, the ad said, is a play on the word jeans. According to online woke activists, the ad was a dog whistle for Nazi eugenics. One crazed TikToker imagined that the ad is so racist and Nazified that it will be in history books, exclaimed the heavily tattooed weirdo with multiple piercings and a nose ring. That's Nazi propaganda, she added. Another extremist insisted that Sydney Sweeney had appeared in an ad for eugenics. This social media user also blared that American Eagle is fasci-coded, meaning fascist, and that the jeans company created the ad to revive the Third Reich. Then there was the leftist woman, who belched during her video and, yes, also had a nose ring, claimed that the ad was meant to point away from black and brown women. The media also fanned the flames as well, with prominent outlets referring to the ad as controversial or even a cultural shift toward whiteness. White House communications manager Stephen Cheung said the reactions were exactly the reason why Trump won the 2024 election, adding that Americans are tired of this bullshit. Cancel culture run amok. This warped, moronic, and dense liberal thinking is a big reason why Americans voted the way they did in 2024. They're tired of this bullshit, Cheung said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.